Okay, let's hear from Dr. Reed then.
Well, I'll comment on this in on a more political level. The representative from the Board of Trustees said they were very interested in selecting a man who was a local boy. That's what it amounts to. They said they wanted someone who would be able to relate to the community, and the implication was that he would be able to get money for Rice University. But this sort of bypasses the fundamental question of what a president of a university should be, unless we're talking about some kind of provincial institute, you know, and down here on the Gulf Coast. If we're talking about, you know, some kind of institution that they have in Commerce, Texas, or at Borger, that might be a little more appropriate. But if we're talking about an institution of higher learning that has been laid out in the same sorts of terms that the Board of Trustees has endorsed, that the faculty has endorsed, and which tacitly the students have endorsed. I'm not sure that the students have had an opportunity to endorse it, but at least tacitly the idea, it's very hard to argue against the idea that you want your institution to be an institution of the first rank, which is what the tenure plan consists of. It says that you want your institution to be an institution of the first rank, the implication being that we're not of the first rank, that we're poised on the edge of greatness or something like that. If you are going to do this, I am not convinced that the answer to the problem in the most general terms is to hire someone who is going to be a local Chamber of Commerce character. Someone who will, you know, be able to drum up funds from the Kiwanis Club and the local Chamber of Commerce boys and the Lions Club and the Cameron Ironworks and the Brown and Root and all these local outfits. If Rice Institute, or Rice University, as it has been called now for several years, is to be an institution that is to be called something of the first quality, we have had to look to an audience that's a little bit larger than an audience composed of the local tycoons or the local interests. And in that sense, this is silly as hell. The idea that an institution that calls itself an institution of a national significance would appoint a president who is appointed on the basis of the idea that he is has a broad appeal to the local nerds is unbelievable. That is that a man who has an appeal for the Brown and Root or for, you know, any of these local concerns is significant, is significance is of really minuscule significance. But the most interesting thing about this appointment is the fact that it has essentially no support within the faculty of the university. Now, this particular person whom the board has chosen to appoint president of the university is a proven loser. He has been the dean of the humanities and almost universally has been disliked, avoided, and in all senses of the word been very disagreeable to those people who have to deal with the problems of the humanities division of this university.
Well, hold on. I hate to cut you off
all right,
like this.
Okay. But, I'll comment on that further.
If you want.